honored for their services to humanity and their contribution to academic excellence. Dr. Alan Busak and Gift of the Givers founder Dr. Imad Suleiman also received honorary doctorates from the university.
I'm just so happy. I feel inspired, and I look at the names of the people that are going to get the awards. I know we're facing many challenges in South Africa, but when you look at them, you just say, yeah, we've got wonderful human beings that do extraordinary things for this country.
This year, we wanted to put the spotlight firmly on the recipients. We want to get up close and personal and chat to them, have interviews with them, and have a conversation.
Dr. Busak is a notable theologian and author of a number of books. He was also at the forefront of the liberation struggle during the 1980s and was incarcerated several times during his fight against apartheid. Busak is also the recipient of about 14 other doctorates from universities across the globe. He says it's a great honor to be recognized by UWC.
We stood in the struggle. I mean, I was here connected to this university for over 10 years as chaplain with the students. That was the 1970s to into the 1980s. And I was privileged to be with these students just about every single day. And the students here were the front troops of the assault upon apartheid. And I think back now, and I'm still amazed at the amazing courage that those young people displayed in the face of one of the most vicious regimes at the time here.
Suleiman, a medical doctor and founder of the Gift of the Givers, says none of this would have been possible if it weren't for the effort and support of others.
So to me, it's a recognition collectively of what the organization has achieved. And the recognition is very, very special because it's about service, about human compassion, about giving people hope, about getting them out of darkness into light.
UWC has a proud history of activism and hopes to inspire future generations. Joshua Sharrock, SABC News, Cape Town.